Today's questions come from Dharma Setu Prabhu down in New Zealand, down under. And his questions are, the first question he asks is Prahlad Maharaj a Nitya Siddha? And if not, then how did he attain the position that he attained? Interestingly enough, just recently I was discussing a topic that included that with Banu Maharaj. He told me that, yes, Prahlad Maharaj is a Nitya Siddha according to the commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to one of the seventh canto verses, obviously, where Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev's pastimes are being narrated. He gives the example that Prahlad Maharaj is like a bhakta avatar, devotee incarnation of the Lord, similar to Narada Muni. Narada Muni is eternally Narada Muni. But at the same time, we see that he also expands or has different angsa expansions in which he displays different pastimes. In the first canto, we read of him as being the son of a Shudrani and describes this life to Srila Vyasadeva. Later on in the Bhagavatam, we read of him as being a Gandharva. So these are different expansions in the way that Krishna's different associates expand both on earth and heaven and Vaikuntha. Similarly, Nard also expands in these forms. And Prahlad Maharaj is also always Prahlad Maharaj. However, he also appears in different forms and then takes birth as Prahlad Maharaj. One of those that I've also read, and that was from one of the Puranas, described by, quoted by Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha, I'm quite sure, is that Prahlad Maharaj in his previous life was a young man who had met his girlfriend in a secluded place, which happened to be an old, dilapidated temple of Lord Nrisimhadev. However, they got into an argument, and because they got into an argument, they wouldn't talk to each other, and they just stayed there up, observing Nrisimha Chaturdasi, without eating, without drinking. So the end result of this agyata sukriti, that unknowingly, at the place of Lord Nrisimhadev's temple, they observed Nrisimha Chaturdasi, and as a result of that, he then appeared as Prahlad Maharaj, as Lord Nrisimhadev's associate in his next life. So that's an example of how Prahlad Maharaj, as the eternal associate, also expands and performs these pastimes, appearing in this case, I think, is to show the benefit of even devotional service unknowingly performed, if I remember right. That's why Jiva Goswami gives the example of this pastime. The other question that Dharmasetu asks is when Srila Prabhupada doesn't give a purport to a verse, should that verse be put on the blackboard, and should it be explained? Once again, we should remember that Shukadev Goswami did speak those verses. Srila Prabhupada translated them, and in reviewing Srimad Bhagavatam or other texts for that matter, then it's good for devotees to see all of those, and they may be commented upon, even if Srila Prabhupada didn't comment on them. There is a principle, Prabhupada states, Maryada Vatikrama, that is to jump over the head of a spiritual authority. But that doesn't mean that you can't comment on verses they didn't comment. It just means that you can't make something out of verses that Srila Prabhupada himself in principle didn't say elsewhere, construe some kind of other new meaning. For instance, Srila Prabhupada told his disciples that they should all write. So obviously they're writing, expanding further on what Srila Prabhupada said, but maybe writing on things that Srila Prabhupada didn't write. So no harm. But one should just stick always to the principles, truths that Prabhupada has given us, and explain everything in our own words, according to the guidelines of his divine grace. Now, I'm going to go down and take prasadam with Bhakti Tru Maharaj. Did so yesterday also. Wonderful Bengali cooking. And continuing that today also. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.